This is Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.
Let's talk about what it means to be colonized. So this is something that for me, as an indigenous person, a native person that did not grow up on the reservation, that has a family that's not really connected to our roots. Part of my family is, you know, Mexicans, but we've been here since before Texas or the US. My other side is Seminole, but I don't know anybody from that family. I've had to rediscover my roots. And so as I'm going through this journey, I've really started to learn more about the process of colonization. And, you know, the short version that we all hear is Columbus came to the Americas, you know, somewhere in Central America, and he was representing the Italians. You had the Spanish, you had the Portuguese, you had the Dutch, you had the English, of course, coming through different parts of North America and Central and South America and colonizing. There were already people here that lived. They didn't discover it. They came here. People were already lived. There's lots of battles, of course. There's enslaving of people. Some of the natives sell out their own people to work with the Spanish colonizers or the English colonizers or whatever. And that was in, you know, around 1500. So it's been over 500 years of colonization, several hundred years of slavery in some cases. And then in places in the U.S., you have revolutions in 1776. You've got other places where there's revolutions in Mexico and different parts. You know, all the people started shaking off the shackles and say, we're no longer going to take these empires. And all, you know, a lot of the empires started shrinking. People started fighting wars for independence. And then people have their own civil wars to fight against each other. First, we fight against the colonizers, then we fight against each other. And so it's been a long process, guys, that indigenous people and native people have been colonized. And so 500 years, right, for many people, and that's not just, that's also Africa, for Black folks that are originally from Africa that have been colonized. But the process of colonization, it doesn't just look like, look, we're in physical chains. For my experience, you know, my people that I come from, we weren't allowed to grow our hair. They used to cut our hair. They used to change our names. They used to say that it was illegal for us to sing our songs. They would change us. I would be a John Smith. I would be renamed. I would be taken away from my family and put in boarding schools. I'm speaking to the US, but also the Aboriginals in Australia had a very similar situation. Plenty of indigenous people in Central and South America have a similar situation. So colonization isn't just physically erasing people or fighting them and killing them and taking their resources, but it's also taking away their traditions. It's taking away their very being. Because for us as Native people and as indigenous people, our songs and our prayers and our traditions are everything. That's our connection to our ancestors. And so when you take that away from us, you take away our life in many ways. And so here we are 500 years later, and you have people like me that have no connection to my indigenous past. I don't know much about it. I've had to learn from the Lakota and from the Choctaw. And I'm thankful for every one of my elders and for my teachers that have shown me Sundance and prayer and Sweat Lodge and all of our rituals and traditions that I love and I appreciate so much, and have shown me the connection to the divine, to the creator. But so it's not just about taking away your life. It's about taking away your traditions, your songs. But another important part of this colonization process is it takes away our food ways. So think about this. In the on many Native reservations in most of America, and even through Mexico, not reservations, but just the Mexican people, there are so many people that have diabetes, because in the past we grew food, we were connected to earth, whether we were hunting buffalo or we were growing corn or we were growing squash or whatever it was, we had our native crops and we knew, you know, the weeds that many of us in our modern day call the weeds, we knew that those were medicine, you know. And so they have also erased our food ways. So now you have different natives in the U.S. because of the results of colonization, there's a lot of poverty. And because of poverty, there's food deserts. So there's not good, healthy, organic food. And many of us don't grow our own food anymore. So we're disconnected from that. And so then we're eating McDonald's and Coca-Cola and corporate bullshit. And so it's a colonization is also about erasing our diet and about erasing our connection to the earth in general. And in Mexico as well, where I've been, I can see it. I can see the people who are, you see the people who are maybe more European Mexican, and you see people who look more indigenous parts of Mexico. And even in some of the indigenous communities, some people have lost their connection. There's a lot of, as one example, there's a lot of younger people in the Choctaw Nation in Oklahoma who don't care about tradition anymore, who don't care about singing their songs. They've turned Christian, they've turned Catholic or whatever. The point is that after 500 years, we have been disconnected to the ways that like our birth, where we come from. And that is colonization. So my next part of this message is to my friends who are lighter skinned. I mean, this light's making me look real white, but I'm a little brown. I'm browner, I'm light brown for those who can't see. But for those of you who are maybe lighter complected or you come from European ethnicities, my friends, you're indigenous too. The problem is you've been colonized even longer than those of us who are darker skinned, those of us who come from North America, Central, South America, Africa. Because you have to think about this. Before the colonizers left Europe, before they left Spain, England, Denmark, before they left all the kingdoms and they wanted to go start colonizing, expanding, they colonized their own people. If you think about pre-Christian, because a lot of times who were the colonizers? The church and the state. The church wanted to convert everybody to their gods, to their beliefs, and sometimes by force, sometimes with violence, sometimes by, like I said, trying to get a local native to convert and help them convert. And then, you know, sometimes it was just done violently. And sometimes maybe tribes were willing to work together and there was actual true collaboration. There wasn't always violence between native peoples and European peoples. But my point here is before the colonizers could leave Europe to go try to colonize the other places, they colonized their own people. And who were those people? Well, we call them pagans. We call them, you know, savages. We call them druids. We call them shamans. These are the teachers, the healers. This is just from Wikipedia, which is not a perfect resource, but in this case, it's helpful. When you look at some of the early religions, early traditions, I don't even know if religion is the right word, but the early spirituality, you have the religions of the ancient Near East, ancient Egyptian religion, ancient Semitic religion, ancient Iranian and Mesopotamian. You have these pre-Christian religions. And I'm not saying that you should believe what they believed or whatever. My point is that there were traditions that existed in the Middle East and in Europe and Eastern Europe prior to Christianity and prior to Catholicism, prior to Islam, prior to Judaism. There were, you know, you can look at, I found this decolonial atlas, European paganism and Christianization, and just kind of showing some of the different groups and the spread of Christianity and the different traditions that existed. What I'm saying is that when we start talking about decolonizing and specifically indigenous decolonization theory, when we start talking about that, what it means is that we learn how long have we been colonized? At what point did our people, wherever you come from, because say you live in America or you live in Mexico or you live in Canada, wherever you're from, right? And you were born and raised there and you have no connection to Italy or to Denmark or Germany, but you have relatives from there, right? Or maybe even if you're living in Germany right now, but we're talking thousands of years ago, it's, you know, it's hard to have connections and to have any understanding of what our people and our ancestors were doing, what they were into, what their beliefs were, what their traditions, what their diets were. I mean, a lot of this stuff really is lost to the pages of history. But the point is, we have an opportunity, and I believe a duty, to reconnect to our ancestors. And that comes, again, with our traditions, with our food, with getting connected to the earth. Because even if you are a Christian and you believe in the Christian God, whatever God you believe in, whatever creator you believe in, the creator created the plants and the animals and the planet and us. And I believe it is our job and that we serve the creator and we honor the divine. The more connected we are to the plants, the more we learn about plant medicine, the more we connect and live in harmony with the planet around us, instead of always using it as a resource where we become the colonizers and we're only taking advantage of. Instead, we actually try to live in harmony. That's what decolonization is about. And there's theories about indigenous decolonization and how it's about trying to look at all the different ways that we might have assimilated certain habits from the people who have attempted to erase us. And so again, I say, whether or not you are light-skinned, dark-skinned, whether you trace your roots back to Europe, here's an interesting article I found called Reclaiming the Indigenous Ethnic Religions of Europe. And this is all interesting to me. I'm not saying that anybody needs to change their religion or believe one way or the other. My point here is that we each, no matter where we trace our origins to on this planet, we each have indigenous roots. So it's not just about darker skinned Native Americans or Mexican natives or mestizos or indigenous people of Ecuador or, you know, the places some people tend to think of. It's also the indigenous of New Zealand. It's the indigenous of Australia. It's the indigenous of England. It's the indigenous people of Germany, of France, etc. You have roots. They might be lost to the pages of history, but you can find a way to reconnect to that. Because with this system, this sick predator class and the sick predator energy, it's not about the color of your skin. I see so many people, sometimes more left-leaning people, that get caught up. They say it's just the white people, it's white supremacy or whatever. And those are conversations that I think are important. But at the end of the day, a brown person, a black person, an Asian person, a Native person can be a colonizer, can be colonized. You can colonize your own people. It's all about the mindset. It's more of a mindset and a spirit that you carry than it is the color of your skin. So each of us have the opportunity in the time we are now to decolonize and unplug from the system, because this system, whether you call it the Western or American or kind of modern worldview, it's the dominant culture. And I've done videos on that before. If anybody's curious about that, you can visit my website and search dominant culture. The dominant culture is fake. It's empty. It's bland. It's processed food. It's genetically engineered, disconnected from Mother Earth, disconnected from the creator. That's what the dominant culture is. It's not something that I believe that many of us really truly want. It's just the garbage, fake, mainstream bullshit that they put up in front of us. And you know what? It's like there's some people that these are the kind of people that they listen to the mainstream music, they watch mainstream movies, they watch mainstream TV, they listen to the mainstream news, and whatever's in front of them, that's all they're going to do. They're not going to think deeper. They're not going to go deeper than that. And that's what this dominant culture is. It's spewing up this sick, twisted world and worldview that only leads to death, and it leads to disconnecting us from our traditions, from our songs, from our prayers, from our foods, from our lifestyles, from the planet, and ultimately from ourselves, guys. These people, the predator class and the predator energy, are trying to dominate our heart and our mind. They're trying to get into our head. As my brother, a huge inspiration, John Trudeau, rest in peace, said, the colonizers, they're not only mining the earth for the resources of the planet and leaving holes in it and emptying it out, but they're mining our minds. This is the most important resource ever. Right here, this space in your skull, everybody is trying to get your attention, is trying to get in that headspace. Right now, I'm trying to get in your head. I've been with you for the last hour, and I appreciate you letting me in there. But you need to be aware that when you turn on the computer, when you turn on the phone, the YouTube ads are trying to get in here. The politicians are trying to get in here. Your friends, your family, everybody is vying for this real estate because this is the most important. And this dominant culture tries to scoop out your origins, your traditions, and your connection to your ancestors that are with you and walk with you every day, and leave it an empty vessel that they can fill up with corporate bullshit, consumerism, you know, insecurities, doubts, fears, all the things that they need to try to control and limit us and manipulate us and get us disconnected from the fact that you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free, and you are capable of doing so much good in this world. Each of us are, if we come together as a beautiful, powerful species, recognizing that, you know what, I don't need to agree with everything you think or say to recognize that you have value and that we can collaborate together. They want us divided. They want us fighting against each other. That is what colonization is about. So whether you are black, brown, white, yellow, purple, whatever part of the planet you were born on, your ancestors were colonized. And we have the opportunity to decolonize, to reconnect to those roots, and to have the respect and the honor for each other to recognize that we've all been through some shit. So when people say it's just the white people, it's just this. No, white people were slaves too. And white people helped black people, and white people helped some natives. And sometimes natives sold their own people out. And sometimes black people sold their own people out. None of our ancestors got out of this clean. The fact of the matter is that some of our ancestors probably enslaved other people, you know, each other, or fought each other. I mean, there's just so much pain and trauma in the human experience. And that's the big thing, is that we have to learn to heal. If we don't choose to be the generations to heal, then my friends, my brothers and sisters, we're going to continue to pass these same problems down to the previous generations. So please, if you've never heard of this, if this is a new concept to you, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this is because most of the people that I hear talking about this, they tend to be left wingers. And I don't really consider myself to be a left winger. I'm not a right winger, not a conservative necessarily. I'm an anarchist, really. But I don't want this this conversation to be the simple domain of left wingers or whatever. We all, as I've said, are indigenous. We all have roots that connect to us to this planet. And the sooner we recognize that, the sooner we can heal from the trauma. We can heal ourselves. We can do some healing backwards and help our ancestors. Because everywhere I walk, everything that I do, the beautiful things that I have in my life, the books, all of the positive things that come into my life, it is because I give thanks to the Creator. I give thanks to my ancestors that walk with me. And I give thanks to every single one of you, because I know that we were put here on this planet at this time, in this moment, for a reason. There's never been a more important time or moment than this right now. We have the opportunity to change things around. And I really hope you guys will join me on this. I want to invite you guys to bookmark theconsciousresistance.com. I want to invite you guys to visit greaterreset.net. I want to invite you to visit freedomcells.org. I know I've got a lot of websites, but please make some time this weekend if you can to explore them and get to know them. And yeah, I appreciate the support, guys. I'm headed back to Mexico tomorrow morning. I'll keep you up to date on how things are going out there. You keep me up to date on how you're doing. And let's keep pushing back. Let's keep fighting for truth. Let's build a better world. It's going to take all of us. And I know we can do it, though. So thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Once again, my name is Derek Brose with the Conscious Resistance Network. Go out there, do good things, stand up, raise your voices, make your ancestors proud. And remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Brose. Derek Brose. Derek Brose. This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea.